Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Lance on third and long, dropping back to pass. Stepping up in the pocket, throwing it deep downfield to Craig. He's got it to the 30, the 25, the 20, the 10, and touchdown. And the speedster, Danny Gray, welcome to the 49ers.
And I think we found out who the deep threat is going to be this year.
I look at it as not taken away from anything else, but I feel like everything was there for us under our control. We got to be able to figure out how to make a second and one, a third and one, how to get that turnover that we had given to us to finish someone.
Obviously, I have a much better handle on it. I feel like I'm in a much better space mentally and physically. But mindset every day is just, you know, get better every single day. Come out and compete. Compete against this defense every single rep. Something goes wrong, turn the page, you know, whatever it may be.
I Am Athlete Tonight presents Countdown to Kickoff.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete Tonight. I am the host with my squad, Brandon Flowers and Adam Pac-Man. So shout out to 49ers Radio on Sirius XM for that thought and sound of Trey Lance throwing a bomb for a touchdown to Danny Gray in the preseason game. That was also Kyle Shanahan talking about how he feels this team has everything they need on the roster to make a playoff run. And also Trey Lance also speaking about how he feels better in his second year. And you heard it, it's Countdown to Kickoff. Now, in our Countdown to Kickoff segment, we really hone in and lock in on one team as we lead up to opening night kickoff between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. And today, the team that we're really honing in on is the San Francisco 49ers. They finished 10-7 last year, lost in the NFC Championship game to the Los Angeles Rams. Head coach Kyle Shanahan is the offensive genius, one of the bright offensive minds in the NFL. And it's the Trey Lance show. That's what it's all about this year, right? He will be placing Jimmy Garoppolo, who is still waiting to get traded away. Now, Garoppolo has taken the 49ers to the Super Bowl and taken them to the NFC Championship game, which was just last year. Trey Lance started 2 games when Garoppolo was beat up last year. And in those 2 games, and he came in for, you know, a few other plays in other games. He threw for over 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And he's also a dynamic guy with his legs, ran for over 160 yards as well. The running game, everybody knows the Kyle Shanahan offense is built off of this running game. Elijah Mitchell was a late-round gem for them. He ran for almost 1,000 yards last year and averaged over 4.7 yards a carry. Deebo Samuel got paid this offseason. He's Mr. All-Purpose for them, had over 1,700 all-purpose yards in 2021. In 2021, Brandon Ayuk had over 800 yards receiving. I think he's going to have a really big year this year when people really key in on George Kittle and Deebo Samuels. I think, you know, Brandon Ayuk can have a really good year. They also signed Ray McCloud to be a slot receiver. And you heard, you know, Danny Gray, you heard the announcer say, I think we found the speed element on this team. This guy, Danny Gray, can run, right? He's going to be the deep down the threat, down the field threat. To me, they got the best tight end in football in George Kittle. You're talking about a guy that's a complete tight end, blocking tight end, had over 900 yards receiving, and he missed 3 games last year. So that lets you know how good of a guy he is in receiving the ball. Offensive line, they probably got the best offensive lineman in football in Trent Williams, right? This guy, B-Flow and Pac, was on the Madden 99 club. I don't think there's ever been an offensive line in the 99 club in Madden. That lets you know how good he is. Now, there's been, you know, some questions about the rest of their offensive line. They dealt with some injuries. Their first-round pick, Mike McGlinchey, is coming off a knee injury, and he's kind of had some irritation in camp, so he's out right now. Daniel Brunskill had a hamstring injury, and he'll be out for a couple of weeks, so it looks like Jake Brendel will, you know, most likely be the starting center to start off the season. They're starting a guard, starting a rookie at one of their guard spots, and fourth-round rookie Spencer Burford. out of University of Texas, San Antonio. So this offensive line has some question marks about it. B-Flo, can Trey Lance get this team back to the playoffs this year?
Trey Lance can definitely get this team back to the playoffs. And I'm confident in that because when we with I Am Athlete, right, when they sat down with Shannon, he told you what he was thinking when he came to this team. It solved a lot of questions I had, right? Like, why you choose Trey Lance over Jimmy G?
Crazy, right?
And he's just like, listen, I don't want a perfect guy. Like, y'all, the fans might want the perfect guy at quarterback. Like, I know he raw, but he's going to make my offense so much more versatile. And leave that to me as a coach to make sure I fine-tune him, right? Like, let that be my thing. Right. And even if he start out slow or make mistakes, like, I know over the next year or so until 3 years, like, I'm going to create a monster, right? So I just love the direction that Coach Shanahan is going with this. And I love the interview we did because we seen like his vision on this thing. Yeah. And I think Trey Lance going to make some, I think he's going to make up for those offensive line additions that you kind of shaky about.
Yeah,
like
with
his legs, he can move. He's not going to be a statue like Jimmy G. And I think Coach Shanahan knows that. So I'm looking forward to the 49ers doing some damage this year.
Yeah, what do you think, Pac? Do you think that the 49ers can make a playoff run with Trey Lance as the quarterback?
Of course. I had a chance to talk to John Lynch when we was there on behalf of I Am Athlete. And this is their guy. Jimmy G, he's been there. He haven't gotten him over the hump. This guy can do a lot similar things that Jimmy G did, but he's a little bit more athletic. But as far as the morale of the team, it was very, very up-tempo. But, hey, they're going to make the playoffs because of Shanahan. Bro, let's not get too far ahead of the game because Shanahan is by far one of the best offensive-minded offensive coordinators to ever probably coach the game. He know how to put guys in great position. And with the tight end they got, it's not going to be that hard. To put guys in misdirection and do what they do best with Deebo Samuel. So I'm eager they'll make the playoffs, especially with the guys they have up front on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. It should be a no-brainer for the playoffs. But I will say this, with Shanahan, anything is possible. You know what I mean? Yeah. If they are healthy, anything is possible, B.
And, Pac, I like that you said that because it's only like three or four coordinators in the NFL like that. You might have McVay, Andy Reid, and maybe one more outside of Shanahan that's there with them. They're putting their team thematically in the playoffs, right?
And
it's a game, man. Right. It's not just like we lining up quarterback, y'all go through all y'all checks and get us in the right position. Like, no, I'm going to bring the scheme.
We don't
need to check like that. Like, I'm going to get everybody open. I know what they go run in the zones. We go sit right here. Then, man, we go do this. Yeah. And just
he knows how to take your heart away from you schematically. And I think to that point when, you know, IAA or I Am Athlete went on the training camp tour and talked to, you know, Mike Tomlin, they were asking him about coaches. He talked about Shanahan and McVay and how they want to take your soul schematically. Mm-hmm. Like they going to have the mismatch that they want every single time. Like it don't even matter who the quarterback is. We know what defense you're in and we're going to take your soul and ain't nothing you could do about it. And I think, you know, just playing for Kyle that 1 year, like some of the plays he would draw up in practice, I was like, God, like this damn near undefendable. Like you can't defend it. Like literally, bro, like I think he was one of the first, you know, coordinators or he's a head coach, but he's the offensive coordinator that I see, you know, in college they do this, right? Where they do that, like, that flip play to the tight end when they bring him back across the formation.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, he did that with George Kittle. I'm like, bro, we do this in the league? Like,
bro, you know the most impressive thing about all of that was when we was out there at practice, he called everything without a script. He had a dude beside him writing down, I guess, if it was a positive or a negative. Like, it was crazy, bro.
I mean,
like,
getting ready for the season at all times.
And those guys are so innovative because you know football just going through their head at all times. And they never go get stale or vanilla. It's going to be always something different that they know they can do to make their team just elevate.
Well, B-Flo and Pac, I'll ask you this question. I'll start with you, B-Flo. Do you think it's possible to leave Jimmy Garoppolo on this team, or would it just be too much for Trey Lance to be worried about, you know, if I mess up, they're going to bring Jimmy back in?
You know what? I think – with this coaching staff, they straight shooters. And they strike me as a team like, hey, we go call a spade. Jimmy G is a pro. He's been a backup before to the guy. Right?
To the guy.
So I think he understands, like, yo, I would love to be the starter. I took this team to the Super Bowl, but I know my place here, right? And I'm not going to become a distraction. I just think he knows his role. So he's going to do everything he can to help Trey Lance and be that guy. He knows when it's time for him to get traded, he knows the 49ers going to do their job on sending him to the best place possible, right? They're not going to send him to a bad situation. So I think they all are on board. Now I'll keep Jimmy G and just say, just in case of emergency, like we still can make that run and we're going to need you.
But so, I think it's different with, you know, some of this generation. Like, you don't want your young quarterback back there thinking like, damn, if I mess up,
I think they let Trey know, like, it's yours. This is your show,
no matter what.
We're
going to ride.
Well, I can for sure tell you guys, from the general manager, from John Lynch, Trey is the guy. Like, it's no question in San Francisco, is Jimmy G coming back or is he? No, it's, hey, bro, they love him to death. They said it to us. And sometimes in life, you know, it's not personal, it's just business. And I do think that John will make sure that he's in a great situation, but Jimmy G is not a part of the offense right now. You get what I'm saying? Like he's not even practicing with the team. They're making sure he's on the other side, you know what I mean, working out, throwing his balls, but they can't have him get hurt, you know what I mean? Then it's a $10 million clause. You get what I'm saying? I think John Lynch is a straight shooter because he was straight honest with us. I think Shanahan is a straight shooter. I think Jimmy already know what the deal is because for them to tell us and be straight with us, I'm quite sure they have a great relationship with him and told him what it was. So I know for sure Jimmy G is not the guy in San Francisco. I don't think the younger guy, they already told him he's the guy. I don't think mentally in his mind he's worried about that. He's worried about, you know what I mean, being the best that he can be in this offense.
Well, I'll ask this last offensive question, and then we'll push it forward to the defense. B-Flow, do you think the 49ers have enough to overtake the NFC West crown back from the Rams?
They do. You know, they're a solid football team, right? They don't got no holes on their football team. They might have the best linebacker in football, have one of the best pass rushers in football.
Yeah.
They for showing up, they secondary, and Shanahan run the offense. So they are in the tough division, but they just go beat each other up. But I think when it comes to playoff time, any given Saturday or Sunday, whatever day they play, you can't automatically put the Rams over the Niners or anybody in the NFC over the Niners right now. So I think they're just in a great position right now. It's on Shanahan. He gonna make the play calls that he needs to make this team go.
Yeah, what do you think, Pat? You think the 49ers have enough to take over the NFC West crown from the Rams?
How short was they last year? You know, so they've always
been right.
I'm saying they always in the hunt. And from my understanding with this younger guy, they expected more. They went with this guy because they think that he can get them over the hump. All depend on who's healthy in January, man.
Yeah.
I think they have a good shot, though.
This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Doozable, with my guys, Adam Pac-Man Jones and Brandon Flowers, and we're in our countdown to kickoff segment and really honing in and breaking down the San Francisco 49ers. We talked about the offense, their young quarterback, Trey Lance. Let's go over to the defense. And this is one of the best defenses in football, maybe even the best. Like, let's not even sugarcoat it. Nick Bosa, to me, is a candidate for defensive player of the year. Last year, 15 and a half sacks. Eric Armstead is a guy that can play outside and inside, had 6 sacks last year. Javon Kinlaw comes back from injury. He's looked really good in preseason so far. And they drafted Drake Jackson, who I really liked out of USC. This is a bendy defensive end that can get to the quarterback. To me, one of the best linebackers in football, and Fred Warner, over 130 tackles last year. Pair him with Dre Greenlaw in the middle. And Jimmy Ward, to me, is the most underrated safety in this game. I'm talking about B-Flow, and you can understand this, Pat, because you guys were in a defensive backs in the NFL. This guy has the skill set to play cornerback, has the skill set to play safety, because coming out in the draft, he played corner, right? This guy played corner. He's a guy that routinely has to line up against Cooper Kupp in the slot. Not too many safeties can do that and actually guard Cooper Kupp, but Jimmy Ward can do that, and he's a surefire tackler. Tre'Davious Ward is a really good corner that they got in free agency from the Kansas City Chiefs, and Emmanuel Mosley is a good starting corner on the opposite side. So, B-Flow, with this defense being as good as it is, can they win games as long as Trey Lance doesn't lose games?
Oh, for sure. This 49ers team was built on defense. Once they made that Super Bowl run, they kind of knew what their
identity was.
And John Lynch is the defensive guy, like, right? When he was in Tampa, like, that's what he knows and that's what he believes. Like, if they have a great little tandem over there.
Yeah.
Right? Because Shanahan's all about offense. John Lynch still like, nah, defense win championship. Fact, right? Yeah. So they have a nice little balance over there. But we sleeping on the guy by the name of Jason Verrett, right?
Yeah, if he can come back.
He's always banged and he's always hurt. But if he can stay healthy, he takes away a whole side of a field still to this day, right?
So do you think they would maybe even work him in the slot now because they lost their slot guy, Kawan Williams. He went to Denver.
He's a lockdown outside corner. So, like,
I mean, you think Tre'Davious Walker maybe play inside, huh?
He's tall. I don't know. I mean –
because he's a shorter guy,
guy. It's going to be tough.
Mosley, I don't think can play in the slot.
You got to be smart to play in that slot, man.
That's
what people don't realize. Because the slot is almost like being a quarterback when it comes to different coverages. You know, the slot, if it go 3-by-1, you plan a different coverage. You know, it might go from 3-by-1 to 2-by-1. You got to drop back and be the half-field safety. So that slot is just more than just going in and just playing football.
Yeah, you literally a corner, safety, and linebacker all in one, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, and before let's circle back to something you said earlier. When you know you heard the interview that we had with Kyle Shanahan, he talked about the reason why they traded up to get Trey Lance. A big part of it was the money issue, right? That's what he said. Guy like Nick Bosa, like, what do you think he's going to demand next year? Like, I'm surprised they ain't trying to get that deal done this year because next year the price tag going to go up even higher.
Yeah, he's going to definitely be the highest defensive player paid in football, which is he deserved it.
He deserves it,
right?
For sure.
He's the engine that go over there. But it's just so smart, right? You don't get this chance to not have to pay your quarterback for another 4 to 5 years.
Right.
You already have a team and you can build up even more for 4 to 5 years. You never would get that chance ever again in life. So business-wise, it was a no-brainer. And they had a quarterback they actually liked.
And they
wasn't settling. So it just worked out perfectly.
It also makes sense right now because we always talk about evaluating these young quarterbacks. And a lot of times these quarterbacks go high, and it's because they're on terrible teams. Well, you know, they had to trade up to get Trey Lance, right, and get him. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been after the Super Bowl year or 2 years removed from the Super Bowl that they traded up to get him. Right, but now they get a true evaluation because they have the pieces in place. Right, on offense, you got the best offensive tackle, you got the best tight end, you got a number one receiver on the outside. Brandon Ayuk is a really good number two. You know, it's Kyle Shanahan, you're gonna have the run game. So now Trey Lance has everything he needs to succeed. So I think that's a big issue with a lot of these young quarterbacks. I think Justin Herbert fell into the perfect position because the Chargers just had an off year that year, but that team was ready made, right? He had the weapons on offense. Now they had some issues, you know, as far as the offensive line, but he had a good running back in Austin Eckler. He had two good receivers on the outside. He had a good tight end at the time in Jared Cook. So he had weapons. That way he could truly develop and he'd have success. Now Trey Lance has the same thing. And a lot of these quarterbacks, they go into situations where they don't have that. Like Joe Burrow didn't have that his first year. You know, they end up getting Ja'Marr Chase last year, and people wondered, should they have gone offensive line? And Joe Burrow got beat to shit last year, but he also had one of the best receivers we may have seen. You know, it's only been 1 year, but, you know, Ja'Marr Chase's trajectory, he could be one of the best receivers in NFL history.
I'm going to tell you this about San Fran, right? This is how history repeats itself. Alex Smith, all he is Jimmy Garoppolo. And when Cap came walk and do so much more, like
– said.
Cat wasn't a perfect, like, pocket passer, but he's going to make stuff happen with his feet. He's going to throw it downfield.
He's got that dynamic factor.
Yeah, and it can take the NFL by surprise and storm that they added that extra element, and he can get them to the Super Bowl just like that. And it's not going to be so perfect and as methodical as Jimmy G. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to look calm. It can be erratic, and they can make a little 6-game, 7-game run because he's just out of his world. It's just – all that is happening all over again right
and
now.
We got to realize we was talking about defense. I'm going back to John Lynch with the linebackers. We already know that they got one of the best fronts up front. This kid Fred Warner,
one of the best linebackers.
He might not go and just smack somebody, but he make every play.
Every play, bro.
I mean, he make every play. It ain't all fancy, you know what I mean? But you're going to hear this guy name called 15, 20 times during the time of the game. So this is the part that's going to make it so easy for Shanahan and the young boy quarterback because guess what? Don't turn the ball over. You know what I mean? You already know what the offense is going to be with Shanahan back there. and with these guys up front, the secondary is a solid secondary.
Yeah.
But this kid, Warner, like,
yeah,
he makes the game so much easier for everybody else, man.
Yeah. But if I ask you this, who do you think is the most important piece? Now, it could be anything. It could be a coach. It could be a player. It could be a position group. Most important piece for the 49ers to have success this year?
Me, I personally think Warner, because I was out there. He is the spark of the defense. I know Bosa is the big where Bosa is, you know what I mean? But this guy get everybody lined up. He makes sure everybody in the right position. He talking, and he's always around the ball, man. To me, if he stay healthy, the defense goes through him and the defensive front.
Who do you think it is?
For me, it's Trey Lance, right? Mm. Because we assuming he's just going to play well, right? Yeah. If he come out turning the ball over three and out, it's like, where were you throwing the ball, bro? It doesn't matter how much your defense get out there. It's
Shanahan like, ain't going to let him do that, B. B, Shanahan ain't going to let him do that. You know,
they're going to be a run-heavy team.
Yeah, he ain't going to let him do that. You know that, B. He, like, come on, you got the best offense, least arguably. You know, I like my dude up in Kansas Chiefs. City, Andy Reid, number one. But come on, bro, like, this guy is really good.
I hear that, Pack, and I know what you're saying. Like, if he start tripping, he going to get the ball out of his hands quick. But Shanahan rubbing his hands together like he actually go throw that deep ball now.
Yeah.
Jimmy G wouldn't throw the deep ball. He's like, bro, yeah, I don't want him to throw it. Like,
yeah.
Please
or he
throw
couldn't
it.
Connect
like,
on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping when he give him that green light, like, yo, I need you to throw it.
Hey, oh, I think Trey going to let it go.
But it can't be turnovers.
This is my thing, right, to Pac-Man's point. I don't think Shanahan going to even put it in Trey Lance's hand, and he don't need to, right? I don't know if you guys heard this, but Nick Bosa had came out earlier in the offseason and told him, like, hey, you got this team set up to win.
Yeah.
Like, essentially what he told him is just don't go lose the game for us, right? We're going to take it from here on defense. And like you said, Pac-Man John Lynch, you know, was a safety Hall of Famer. He knows that defense wins championships, and they got arguably the best defense in football. We just need you to run the offense that Kyle Shanahan has.
Yes.
He's going to take care of business on this side of the ball. But to me, it comes down to the offensive line, right? Because we talked about it, right? This is a run-heavy offense, right? They do a great job schematically setting up different runs. And with this offensive line being beat up the way it is, I'm worried about that continuity, right? Guys moving around, you know. Again, they got one of the best, you know, offensive linemen in Trent, maybe the best offensive lineman in Trent Williams. But those other spots have been interchangeable. And then you also have a rookie guard starting. Like, that's a big deal for a team that wants to make a run, a team that's looking to try to, you know, unseed the Los Angeles Rams from the NFC West. You know, the Arizona Cardinals are a playoff team. Like, you got to see both of these teams twice a year. So, like, I think to me the most important piece is this offensive line. Can they come together? Can they get it along? Now, with Kyle, he's going to make it easy. With that zone scheme, you just got to be athletic enough to get in front of people, right?
Yeah.
So he ain't going to put too much onus on him. He's not going to drop Trey Lance back on seven-step drops, right? So he's going to take a lot of it off of their hands. But if they're ever down in the game, that's why I'm concerned about the offensive line. That's where it could be an issue.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New York Giants top pick Kayvon Thibodeau left Sunday night's preseason win over the Bengals with a knee injury and did not return. Now, initial tests have revealed that the Giants defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau suffered a sprained MCL that is expected to sideline him for 3 to 4 weeks per source. His ACL meniscus were intact. Giants are still hopeful that he'll be ready for the regular season opener versus the Titans, per source. Now, it didn't look promising when it happened, right? Kayvon Thibodeau, it was a run play. It was a split zone play, which offensive line goes left and the tight end comes back across the formation to cut off the defensive end. Well, Thaddeus Moss, the tight end for the Bengals, went low on Thibodeau, and it looks like his knee got kind of caught up from under him. So, I mean, you know, that play, again, is legal, right? It's a legal block. I would say you shouldn't do that in the preseason game, but again, these are live bullets. Guys are trying to win jobs. Kayvon Thibodeau has to realize, you know, during the preseason.
Oh, so now hold on, bro. Well, so now you telling the guy how to play.
No, I'm just saying he has to realize that.
Like, so we got rules.
Can I tell my side?
My bad.
I was just saying, we talked about this during the break, and you guys were right. I do agree with this. Like, you have to understand, this isn't practice. Guys are going to go full tilt, and you have to act accordingly. You got to play accordingly. But I think we should just throw all cutback blocks out of the game, right? Because I talked about this with Pac-Man and B-Flow.
That's because you're big.
No, listen to this. But listen to this. It's crazy now how all the rules as far as cut blocks are slanted towards the offense, right? We talked about this, Pac. You played corner. B-Flow played corner. I saw last week the Patriots versus Carolina Panthers. Their first-round pick, Ike Ekwonu, the offensive tackle, pulled, right? Marcus Jones was the third-round pick for the Patriots. He's a corner. He on the island now, versus 320 pounds packed, and you got to set the edge at 5'10", 185 pounds versus a guy that's 6'4", 320 pounds. But if you cut block him, that's a foul. But Thaddeus Moss, who's a 245-pound tight end, can come back across the formation and cut a defensive end that's 250 pounds. I mean, make it make sense to me. My thing is either allow it on both sides or take it out for both sides. So what do you guys think?
So when I first came in the league in 2005, we was cutting their ass. You can come up and chop the shit out of them. I mean, full speed. You know, they used to do them crack tosses back then, big boy football. Yeah. I would go up. And actually, it hurts more to go up and chop their ass than OLED. With the game being what the game is now, that's a business decision for me. Hey, coach. you already know. I'm finna OLED.
You know what a business decision is, Pac.
A business decision is I'm going to OLED. So OLED mean like, go ahead, bro. You get what I'm saying? So you got to pick and choose what you want to put me in if I can't chop it.
Yeah, what you think about that, B-Flow?
You know what? Give us something on the defense side of the ball, right?
Literally, everything is slanted for the offense. Like, good Lord.
So yeah, they should take chopping out. You got to give us something. Like, we touch their face masks, hands to the face.
Everything.
And like you said, we can't set the edge of DBs. Like, I used to actually like to go hit them knees because I feel like if we blitzing, right, because I play nickel too, if they can get their hands on you, O-Lyman trying to choke you out coming through there, right?
Man.
So if I get a chance to touch the knees,
that's what happened to Marcus Jones. He got knocked all the way out of bounds trying to set the edge because, again, he giving up about 150 pounds. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
But a tight end that weighs the same amount of weight as a defensive end can come back across the formation and go low on the guy.
See, on that play, that's football, right? You looking at him in his face, like, that's a football.
On the pool, you
looking at him. Can I say this, though? Anybody that's played pro football, once you get that formation right there and you're the backside end,
you know that split zone,
and you know you got to spill this thing, you either ear hole his ass or you better get low. You already know. Get your hands low.
Or you go cut him.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
You know what I think it really is? I think he's a rookie. and he forgot that he wasn't in practice. He's seen that play in practice, right? Yeah. He's seen that play in practice, and you know practice ain't full speed.
It ain't live bullets.
He went up there and kind of put his hands out.
He forgot.
Yeah. Like, that's that rookie mistake. Like, I forgot just that quick, and I didn't get down. I didn't protect myself as much. It only take one little mistake like that with that kind of.
I had people killing me on Twitter saying that, because I said, hey, look, in this game, you got to protect yourself at all times. That's first and foremost. Second of all, anybody that's played high collegiate football in college, whatever it is, D1, D2, and you see that formation, and time you see the quarterback opposite handoff, you know what's coming to you.
Facts.
So that was my point. And for all you guys on Twitter that's on my damn line saying, and you know, New York is a big media. So,
they come in. Fans coming out.
Let me let y'all ass know now. You got to, when you scrap, you got to protect yourself at all times and be ready. He wasn't ready. That's shame on him.
Tell them how you really feel, Pac. But this is my thing, right? Because I don't know if you guys remember this. Last year, Yannick Ngakoue played for the Raiders, and Logan Thomas on that same play, right, was coming back across the formation, and Yannick cut him instead of having the tight end cut him, right? And then people were talking about how dirty that is, but I'm like, this is a perfect example, because I know I think me and Mike Garafola was like tweeting back and forth against each other, because supposedly I think Ron Rivera was like, that play could have been avoided, but I'm like, all right, Ron, you've been out there taking them live bullets before, so you know how it is. Like, how many times has Yannick probably been cut on that backside by a tight end? He said, this time, I'm going to cut you. That way you don't cut me no more. Perfect example. I got a story for you guys. Like, when I was playing in Jacksonville, I was starting defensive end. The other end was Matt Roth, right? And we saw on film all week long. I'm trying to remember who we were playing. It might have been the Eagles, right? That same play, split zone. Every single time they tied in, all of them, no matter who was in there, was cutting on that play. So we said, when we get this formation, whether, you know, if you're the guy away from the tight end, the guy in the backfield, we're gonna cut the shit out of this guy.
Don't cut his ass. Yeah.
We'll cut him just so they know what we bring in this game. They know what the temperature is, and they won't do it for the rest of the game. And sure enough, he was the one that was able to do it on the first play. And I tell you this, Pac and Brandon, they ain't cutting out one damn time the rest of that game.
That's
so you gotta send a message. Like, so like my thing is, like, people talk about, you know, that was a dirty play by Thaddeus Moss, dirty play by Yannick. Just take the shit out of the game and we ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. What people need to realize is the game ain't based on sympathy, right? I don't got time to think about what this might do to you.
Exactly.
How it might hurt
these
you.
These live bullets.
Like,
this preseason.
Yeah, I got a split second. I got a split second to think about me and what I need to do at the end of the day. So this is a combative sport, man. Like, we know what we signing up for. Protect yourself when you strap that chin strap up. So
he got a plus on that, on his grade out sheet. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh wow, you old deep. Before, how big of a loss do you think this could be potentially if Kayvon Thibodeau isn't ready for the opener versus the Tennessee Titans?
You know, I don't think he'll be ready. I wouldn't put him out there 80-70%.
No needs. He's a rookie. Exactly. Like, why?
And I think you just hold him out just because you're not expecting to win that division. I don't think they're expecting to win that division this year.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel, B-Slaw.
Do you think they're going to win the division, Pat?
Hell no.
You
know,
they ain't in a run for it. I think they know that. With Danny Dimes back there, they.
It's a rebuild.
If you put
Philly-Dallas, that's it.
Exactly. Philly-Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And they know they got to get their core players in there, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to let him rest. Give them time to start building up this core defense and the offensive side of the ball to see, like, what they have as a team.
Yeah. Pac, do you think this is going to be a big loss for the Giants if Kayvon Thibodeau isn't able to start week one? Or would you just, like Beefo said, would you just send him out until you made sure he was 100% before you brought him back?
Yeah. This is your investment, man. You got him for the long haul, the next 4 or 5 years. No reason to rush him out there. Y'all still in a rebuilding year. Let's figure out how it go, you know.
Yeah,
there's no reason to throw him out there. You get nothing out of rushing the investment when he's gonna be here guaranteed. You know what I mean? The next 4 years, it just don't make sense to throw him out there.
Yeah, I'll ask this last question before we head to break. Do you think, B-Flo, this would be a bigger story if the roles were reversed? Right, if. Because when Yannick did it, it was a crazy. I don't know if you remember last year. This was it was all over media, all over the place. when Yannick went and cut Logan Thomas. If you think, you know, Thibodeau did that to Moss and he was down, do you think this story would have got more attention?
Oh, for sure. Because we always protecting the offense side of the ball, right? Mm. Even just on run plays, when receivers coming out like they go start blocking and just hit DBs.
And they cut. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know how crazy that'll look? We did that to the receivers. It'd have been like we purposely trying to take him out. Like, exactly. Get him out of the game. He's trying to tear his knee up.
Well, DBs and safeties get flagged all the time. And the receivers.
Well, bro, I really played with a guy that used to do that shit all the time, bro, with the Jets, bro. His cheap ass. I ain't going to call his name out.
Put a name on it, Pat.
Yeah, your boy. You know who I'm talking about, who out down there chased off the field on the backside of the play, bro. They was cutting the corners. I'm like, yo, bro, we on the backside of the play, bro. Don't do that shit no that's more. Wild. Like, the ball is all the way on the other side.
But that shows, like, it's almost an indictment of the NFL, right? Because it's like blatant now, B-Flow and Pat, how the rules are really predicated to the offense having success. Like, the offensive line can still cut as long as the D lineman isn't engaged with the offensive lineman. So if I'm on the backside, say I don't get my, if I'm a three technique, say I don't get my hand on that guard on that, you know, on that toss play, the tackle can cut me still, which is crazy. And if he cut and roll up under me, I could be out for the year.
Yeah.
But yet on a pick play, if we get an interception, I can't cut blocking them. I can't even peel back and block nobody. But it's crazy that our DB that is a 5'10", 185, offensive lineman on a stretch play down block.
Run me out the club.
He can run you out of the club. And then also, I think they can still cut block you two offensive linemen in space. So it's like, bro, it's crazy how slanted the rules are for the offense to succeed. I'm just saying, if you want to take cut blocks out for the defense and you're worried about defensive, you know, guys hitting quarterbacks too low or DBs and safety hitting receivers too low in the middle of the field, take all these blocks out of the game. We won't even got to worry about it, man.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.